Unit 13. Idioms from clothes. Reading in the boss's shoes. Some people get angry easily. You have to be careful and handle them with kid gloves. My boss is always angry. He's always hot under the collar about something. If sales are bad, he gets nervous. He's afraid that he's going to lose everything. He thinks he's about to lose his shirt.But the business never makes very much money. We always run on a shoestring. In business, you have to be calm and keep your temper. You have to keep your shirt on. Our business might be better if my boss would stay calm. Still, I prefer to be me than to have my boss's job. I don't want to be in his shoes. He's under too much pressure. Meanings. Each example has an idiom with clothes.Read the example carefully to find the meaning of the idiom. Then, look at the definitions that follow the examples. Write the idiom next to its definition. To be in someone else's shoes. I wouldn't like to be in Leroy's shoes when Dad comes home and sees that broken window. Dress to kill. Bloodwin went to the party dressed to kill in his new black suit, silk shirt, and red tie.A feather in one's cap. Passing the driver's test on the first try was a real feather in my cap. To handle someone with kid gloves. The president has a difficult personality, and she gets angry easily. You have to handle her with kid gloves. Hot under the collar. Mike had an important meeting in another city. He got hot under the collar because the plane was late taking off.To keep one's shirt on. I'll finish using the computer in a minute. Just keep your shirt on and you'll get your turn. To keep something under one's hat. I'm getting married, but keep it under your hat. I don't want anyone to know yet. To lose one's shirt. Bob invested a lot of money in stocks and lost his shirt. On a shoestring. Alice started a business although she didn't have very much money.She's running it on a shoestring. A stuffed shirt. Higgins is such a stuffed shirt. He always wears a tie, and he even eats chicken with a knife and fork. Tied to someone's apron strings. Basil never does anything unless his mother says it's okay. He's tied to her apron strings.